Lorenzo, you were correct in all things, which is something you will never hear me say again.
Yeah, it's okay. I have it on. I have it recorded.
Are you fucking kidding?
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the After Hope Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
Oh, wow.
God damn it.
Oh, no.
I need me a drink after that.
Yep.
Fuck.
I might take up smoking, friends.
I'm taking the bottle, you bitches.
Well, before you take the bottle, let me read it.
Where did we get this?
As you may recall, Cedia Scotchbringer was here last week, and he done brought the scotch. Aww.
As one does. So,
this week we are drinking Amrut.
Ooh.
We have had an Amrut before. This one is a intermediate. I don't know what that means, but it is also
it's kind of in between.
It is also aged in sherry casks.
Moderate difficulty.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
So that is a sherry Amrut.
I am real excited for this.
Different from the intermural.
Except that I'm burping Popeyes right now, so I'm not sure this is the appropriate flavor.
Burping Popeyes is my new Led Zeppelin
flavor. Oh, I was going to say Bloodhound Gang. All right.
All right.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah?
Mm.
Ooh, that smells nice.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, that's candy.
Oh, the wooden flavor to that is absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, my God. Ooh.
Sorry, that one went down.
That's got some punch to it, too.
That went run down the wrong tube.
That is, gut damn. Mm. Oh. Don't guzzle your whiskey. God
damn. Did you just gargle scotch?
Scotch gargler.
Out. Yeah?
I never want to see you in my house ever again. What the hell is wrong with you?
So I'm on this podcast?
Okay, even we have standards.
Okay. We respect booze here, sir. That is bad science.
I will apologize to the scotch.
And to the scientific community.
To the Amrut single malt whiskey, intermediate sherry, and to the scientific community, my deepest apologies.
That's better. You can stay.
For now.
So what you been up to, all?
Fucked if I remember.
The jumped in a lake?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you guys did.
Mm-hmm. We did that.
Mm-hmm. I saw a show
on
Friday night.
I also saw a show on Friday night. Was it the same show?
It was.
Oh, well, all right then.
And
Vilification Tennis Amateur Night.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this year.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I mean, where are we starting is the question.
I don't know.
Let's start with the plunge.
Sure.
Okay.
There we had four plungers this year.
Like seven brides for seven plungers?
No.
I just pictured all of these little toilet plungers like... Nope. But they're wearing towel capes for some reason. And like they all
make
go to jump costume. Into.
Okay, yep.
But right. But they had to wear shoes, so
yes, of course.
I'm not sure.
They're kind of like in Fantasia, the mops.
Yes.
Yeah. But they're plungers.
But they're plungers. What the hell just happened there?
I was plunging.
Okay.
Anyway, there was four of us. It was myself and James and Small Jake and Abby.
Mm-hmm.
And we raised the monies and we jumped in the frozen fucking lake. Mm. And it was better than last year. Last year... last year was real fucking cold. So cold that the warming tunnel after you jump in the lake wasn't warm.
Yeah, it was struggling to keep up.
It could not go. It was so cold and so windy that the warming tunnel was cold.
Yep.
The warming tunnel wasn't.
It wasn't, yeah.
It was warmer.
So this year it was, you know, a lot better.
Yeah, it was actually warm in there.
Yeah, but last year was bad.
Yeah.
But we did it. We did the thing. We got the T-shirt, literally, and it was fun. And
we raised money
for the Special Olympics, and we thank each and every person who donated to
Absolutely.
That.
Did I donate? I don't remember. I know I was going to.
I believe
to
you did.
Call. I did. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So thank you to you who donated.
Yeah, anyway.
That seems right. Yep.
Okay. But, you're welcome, bitches. How's that? That's I like what it. I was getting to. I just didn't know if I had the ability to say that. But
it is one of those things that I do that every year when we're standing in the tunnel about ready to go out onto the ice that I stand there and I go, why the fuck did I agree to do this again?
We had kind of a glorious moment at the mouth of that tunnel this time. There was a fucking long line. Yep. There was a blockbuster line all the way out there. And that crosswind, we got up to the front, and the people who were volunteering to run the door, they opened the curtain to the outside. Yeah. And we were like, oh, it's real cold out there. Is it all right if we just wait? And they're like, yeah.
No, actually what happened is the one, because the line was basically extending all the way back.
Yeah.
And somebody came by and was just like, you can hold people here, you know.
This
and
was after this conversation.
Oh, was it?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. We were like, we're just going to hang back. And they were like, here. Yeah, we don't know why. People have just been like cramming out there.
So we sat and waited inside.
And that was when somebody stopped by and was like, by the way, if people want to wait in here instead of going outside and standing in a long-ass line and getting real cold, you can just let them do that. All right. So, good stuff. fuck.
But we did it. We walked out there. We jumped in. We got the fuck out. And then we went to Burger Jones. And
I look so mad in those photos.
I wonder why. And then we went to Burger Jones, where Bryn had the biggest fucking Bloody Mary I have ever laid eyes on personally.
Pretty glorious.
It was a large mason jar, full, you know, one of the quart mason jars.
Yeah.
Mm. And on top of it was a hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
With the bun?
With a bun, yeah. Like, they made a burger.
Yep.
And like then, a regular-sized burger.
Yeah. Like a McDonald's...
It was a Whopper.
Like a McDonald's McDouble.
Yeah.
It was like that. On a skewer.
But, you know...
On top. And then on
Burger
top
Jones,
of that...
So good.
And then on top of that was a jalapeno popper.
Yep.
And then cheese curds, deep-fried bacon, olives...
I think there was a chicken wing.
There were two chicken wings.
Two chicken wings. Okay.
It was.
That sounds like dinner for two.
It was. That's what she ate and drank.
Yes.
All by herself?
Mostly. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
No, this thing was a meal.
Whereas I had a more sensibly sized Bloody Mary, which was also very good,
but probably not as satisfying.
Hers seemed.
Yeah, it was huge.
Seemed resoundingly huge. Satisfying. Yeah. Yep.
I am really sorry that I could not join you guys for Burger Jones.
Yeah.
Well, mostly I didn't get to get the picture.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Because last year's picture was great, although there was no Eric Thompson this year either. So
yeah, which makes me sad. I missed him.
But good pictures were taken.
Yeah.
So good on you.
Yeah.
I got home and my kids were like, "We got to see you, Dad." And I was like, "Yay." Jenna did her work well.
I honestly was really pissy.
Whoops.
Kablam.
Did that. I was really pissy trying to get the video, because there was this guy like directly in front of me, and like I was trying to get him to shift, and he fucking wouldn't. So, like, I had the phone over like this to be able to get around him. So I'm like, I really hope I'm in frame. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm not just videotaping the sky right now. That would be stupid.
A patch of ice over there.
Oh, my God.
No, we were in frame, and my kids were very happy to see me.
Good.
Did I tell you what my kids said the other day? Friday, and I was like, you know what Papa's going to do tomorrow? Papa's going to go jump in a frozen lake. And they just looked at me and went, again?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was like, kids are jaded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My kids,
this
nothing,
is your fault.
Well, nothing again, impresses them.
Someone
anymore.
Lit a fireball in front of them and they yelled, more fire. It's not.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, they're just inured to it.
Yeah, no, just the but those things don't
your
impress
kids,
them at
your,
all.
Your kids, like, they'll never be impressed by circus stuff.
No.
But the first day they go in and have their taxes done, they're going to be like, holy fuck, spreadsheets? Like, it's going to be incredible.
I got to go get my friends.
No,
hold on.
The things that we find so mundane and everyday, they're so amazed by and sword swallowing. They're just like, meh.
Seen it.
Yeah, we had to have that conversation with my son just a few days ago about, no, you don't get to try this until you're older.
No.
When Jessa was Asher's age, she wanted to blow fire.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just like mama.
Right.
And I told her, I'm like, you can't blow fire until you're 16.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
If you're old enough to kill somebody with a moving vehicle, you're old enough to
kill yourself
with a fireball.
Oh,
but that was my basic thing. And by the time she hit 16, she was like, "Ugh, fuck that! It's passé."
I know, right? Everybody can.
Oh God!
It's like being a juggler.
I can't juggle
yet.
No.
I mean, and maybe never, but...
I literally grew up next to the juggling booth.
Huh?
Like, super literally grew up next to the juggling booth.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it.
So, that was our Saturday. We did that, and then we ate, and then we went our separate ways. And I went home and... worked on my floor some more.
I made dinner for a friend.
Wait, hold on. That floor.
That floor.
Is sexy as fuck all.
It's almost done.
That floor.
And it looks so much better.
It's real purdy.
That floor.
Like.
I kind of want to make out with your floor.
We just stood in there and looked around and went, it looks so much happier in here.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Like, we never realized until we took it out just how depressing that floor was. Because we look at before pictures now, and it was just this vomitous brown...
Yeah.
Gross.
Like
the 70s.
Yeah, it was, and now it's like bright and colorful, just like the light bounces off of it, and we're like, I feel so much lighter in this room.
It is. Yeah, it's fantastic.
So,
yeah.
Very, very happy with that. Mm-hmm. I just have a little bit of edging to do. I've got some flexible quarter round in the mail. So once that arrives, I'll be able to finish.
For edging.
Right.
Well, you know, I got to get all the rims.
Is it going to be a rim job?
Yeah, I got to get I got to get the edging so I can do the rim job. And it's pretty flexible. But once it gets here, then I'll be able to finish that up.
He can't finish till it gets here.
Yep. But it'll come soon.
Cool. I'm very excited for you.
Yeah, that seems really exciting.
Yeah.
You've done an excellent job.
And with a minimum amount of fuck-ups, actually.
Oh, Jesus. Your third child underneath that at some point. It's like,
at one point we did find a lump in there, and my brother-in-law did crawl under there to go in. And it was a nail, and so he's like under the floor.
Yes.
He's like, give me the hammer. And so we're like worming the hammer towards him in the middle of the floor under the new tile so he can hammer in this nail. It was beautiful.
That's delightful.
He was just like, I live here now.
Yeah.
We put that in one piece.
Yeah.
And there's a peninsula in the middle of the room and the closet.
Mm.
The closet is all one piece.
Peninsula, which is really? Italian.
So
for
we had to make it
penis.
Go through the doorway
Jesus
and
Christ.
Under the door jams and everything like that into the closet.
Oh my God.
All in one piece.
Fucking wow.
Yeah. No, it was a lot of work. And considering all of that, we only had a couple tears here and there.
Mm.
At the peninsula has about a 6-inch tear.
No.
And then the door jam into the closet had a tiny little like penny size gouge that we had to take care of. But other than that, it was all one piece.
Nice.
And went in fine.
And, nice.
And it was a lot of wrestling with, you know, huge piece of linoleum that weighed a lot.
Oh, I believe that.
But, you know, had my brother-in-law's over and we moved the stove and the fridge out. Mm-hmm.
And there are 9 of them, so.
No.
What?
Oh, your brother-in-law. I was thinking brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Also the only ones who live locally.
Laws.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, but they came over and they helped me move the fridge and the stove and everything and got everything moved. And it went in pretty good. And I'm really happy with it.
Nice.
Cool.
I have now touched, in some way, shape, or form, every bit of flooring on the main floor of my house, except the living room, and that's next.
Oh God!
You've touched it.
Well, yeah. Basically, I have removed carpet from both bathrooms.
I'm with
the
you.
The fact that you haven't touched your living room floor.
No, I mean like modified.
I know.
No, he levitates.
But the way you
there.
Said it, yeah. I was just like, "Do you just not go in your living room? That's not accurate. I've seen you in there."
He gets onto a little plastic sled and rows his way across the carpet.
Row your sled across the carpet green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's either next summer or the summer after. We're ripping out that carpet in the living room and sanding and resealing the hardwood.
And then the basement.
And I've already built a goddamn furnace room in the basement. You were trying to kill me, Jenna.
Uh-huh.
She couldn't do it any of the other ways that she's tried so far.
I know, right?
Today.
Right? Trophy. All right, good.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Nice.
Good.
I wasn't at Burger Jones because I had a production meeting. I'm going to be doing a new show for Die Laughing this year.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's called Dance Dance Trivia.
Oh, yeah.
And people will be doing DDR while answering trivia questions.
Fuck. How does one sign up for this?
That's it. Actually, I'm going to have 2 teams of 3.
Ooh.
I'm trying to reach outside of Fearless.
That makes sense.
It's fair.
The rest of us are already going to be pretty inside out.
Right. I mean, it is Saturday at 10:30 in the morning, so yeah. It'll be just a half an hour after the end of Angela's dance thing, though.
Yeah.
So
it's hard to think of being already completely fucking exhausted at 10 a.m. on Saturday.
Yeah.
That's it's really not.
No. So yeah. I don't know if there will be spots open for Fearless people. I might have captains be Fearless. I'm still debating that for another day or two before I start reaching out. But I did review. I will be doing the the DDR portion, the hosting, all of that. And then I have a lovely trivia master who will be quizzing people and basically pulling together all the trivia elements because... fuck me. I wasn't excited to do that. And like, she heard what this was and she was like, I want to do this now, please.
Yep. Nice.
So,
Very nice.
So yeah, I'm excited by that. But my favorite part is that we had the production meeting at Kyoto, which is where I have all of my production meetings.
And that's a business expense.
Really
now.
Good plan.
Yeah. 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 Kyoto is not overly expensive, but just classy enough to feel, you know, like you're doing something businessy.
Sure.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Plus, Face Full of Fish.
Face Full of Fish.
Yeah.
That's my second album.
All right.
There we go.
Good one.
Yeah. Oh, also, you guys,
I
know you're going to be real excited for me. I got bras.
That is exciting.
Oh, yeah.
That fit.
Huh.
Did you go to Soma?
No. No. I got them from Target.
Really?
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Hmm.
like online. I didn't even try them on. Like, you want to see?
Sure. Actually, yeah, all
right. Okay, so they're pullovers, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a sports bra.
Yeah, and yeah. But it's got the elastic band underneath. Yep,
elastic band underneath, so there's no wire.
Yeah. Right.
Which is huge for me. Mm-hmm. But it's also got, like, padding, like the comfort pad, because I have mom nipples, so, like, it's that or I'm cutting people as I walk past them.
Sure.
But then the crisscross.
Oh, yeah. Like the crisscross.
Like the, is that a racer back?
I think so. It's crisscrossy. I don't remember.
Got a lot of Victoria's Secret catalogs when I was a young man.
And here's the thing, is that I have been looking for a bra.
Yeah.
That I can just put on and not have to worry about hooks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That has enough support, and this does actually have just the right amount of support. Mm-hmm. And the only problem I'm having right now is that it's pullover. However, if you look at the front, it dips really low.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking I might just cut that and put a hook there so that I can hook it in the front.
If you want it to be a little more...
Like, right now I have to pull it over my head.
Right.
And sometimes with my shoulder as fucked as it is, that's difficult. Oh, sure.
I see what you mean.
So if I can just put it on like a goddamn shirt.
I was thinking about like a ramp.
Oh, Jesus Christ, James. I'm going to
I was
stab
more
you.
Concerned about the elastic than anything.
I think if I, because it's not elastic, it's just stretchy material.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there's no like actual.
Oh, okay.
But even so, even if it was, you just sew it down on each side. I would still need to probably put in a little bit of a something to...
Gusset of some sort. Yeah. To make sure that it's structurally, and you know.
Well, I mean, actually, I'm talking more about, like, in order to have something for hooks to latch onto.
Yeah.
Otherwise, everything just comes in more. Okay. Yeah.
I may have used the wrong word.
Anyway. But, yeah. So, I'm thinking of modifying. But, here is the best part.
Mm-hmm.
$15.
Nice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's classic black, goes with everything.
Yeah.
Feels comfy. It actually feels kind of like a swimsuit top that's just really supportive.
Sure. Nice. Yeah, it does have very a lot of athletic.
Kind of, yeah.
My wife has found the bra.
And once you find the bra, it. You're done.
And she's she's amply endowed. And,
oh yeah,
and,
she is.
You know, and so it's
your wife has giant boobies.
She does. And so if it's not just right, then it's not right.
Right.
And she has found the one, and I have it written down.
Yeah, you do.
Good.
So like for Christmas, I bought her one in because she's got three of them now in the of the same thing, but in a different color because so like that's what I got her for Christmas was another one, and because she was like, this is the only thing I wear now. That's, like the other bras that she has, she's like, I don't So this is the bra that she has in rotation now.
That is really thoughtful of you.
So
I mean, I do have the super booby bra of doom.
Sure.
Right.
You gotta have. You gotta have something.
Gotta have a super booby bra of Dune, and you need to have a nude bra. If you're doing any kind of theater costuming stuff. So.
Yeah.
I went bra shopping with somebody this weekend. That was not you.
Yay!
I went.
Was it my wife?
I mean.
No.
Not saying no, but
this individual's breasts are somewhere between my breasts and your wife's breasts. It's in between.
Well, now I'm just thinking about that.
Being between her breasts and my wife's breasts.
Now that. it was kind of a weird experience. Not because it was bra shopping, but because it was. I think way easier than both of us had thought that it was going to be.
Right.
At some point, the shop clerk was complimenting her. Was like, oh yeah, that style of bra, you have absolutely exactly perfect breasts for that. And everyone kind of went, and the clerk kind of got flustered for a minute, and she was like, no, I mean, it's like, they have, it's a shape, but it's also like a full... There's a thing... It's not everybody can... It's... I'm sorry.
But I guess I
would have been fine with that.
It's your bra awesome. Shopping.
Yeah,
you're a professional telling me I have.
We're going to have
breasts.
This conversation like, about boobs. That
you
is,
see, yeah. you see 500 to 1,000 boobs a day. Yeah. So great.
Yeah, yeah. If mine are perfect, I'm done.
But
just stop now.
She was really pleased because she was able to replace like her standard duty daily wear bra
duty,
yeah. And then good catch. Then she also got one that was designed to go under more form fitting things, and then she also got like kind of a fun one, and then one that is like definitely absolutely a fun one. And she asked my opinion on it, and I was like, "That it's."
It's a fun one.
Is it comfortable? It's a habit like that. And she was like, I wouldn't want to go jogging in it. And I was like, no, but it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've told you all about my New York bra shopping story, haven't I?
Did you go bra shopping for New York?
When I was in college... I had a summer job in New York State.
Oh.
And I got there, and I had my first day of work. Wasn't even, you know, work hadn't even started. It was just kind of the orientation and the meet and greet, and met some of my coworkers. And then later that day, the little house slash apartment that I was staying in, it was me and this one other guy who I saw maybe twice the whole summer. And two other rooms, and each of the rooms had two girls in, or women, sorry, I should say. So
rude.
I agree. Okay. But Deuter showed up maybe twice and then fucked off. So it was basically me and these four women.
All right.
So it's like the second day we're there, I've just met them, and we're like, let's go to the mall and go shopping. I was like, cool. We're going to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's me and these four women, and we pass Victoria's Secret, and they go in. So I go in with them.
Yeah.
And as I'm standing there, one of my new coworkers, I see walking down the hallway.
Okay.
And he sees me and gets a big fucking grin on his face. And I know what's coming. So the next day at work, he sees me and he walks up to me and he goes in a loud voice. He's like, "So, Salsa, saw you were in Victoria's Secret yesterday." And I go, "Look, I have been here for 2 days, and I've already been bra shopping with four women. How long have you been here?" And he shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God. That's delightful. Oh. Well done.
Yes.
Well done.
Yeah.
I voted today.
Same.
I did that. I got my sticker. I'm going to hold my sticker up to the microphone.
My sticker's on my phone.
There, we're holding.
I have a sticker phone up to the microphone.
The shirt.
I voted for the person I wanted to vote for.
Yes. Same.
Oh, me too. Oh, we all voted for the same person.
Yes, the person we wanted
to. We wanted to. Yep.
Oh, I thought the person Salsa wanted.
Oh.
I mean... That's possible, but I feel like we all voted for the same people we wanted to.
Yeah.
I mean...
I did my patriotic duty.
I went with Jessa.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell this story because I live in a very urban neighborhood, a very diverse neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't think of it as they think of it as like a dive or a whatever, but I kind of don't care because there's a taco truck always like two blocks away from where I live.
Oh my God, yes, there is.
So fuck off. Like, you know, whatever.
Plus some of the restaurants that
are
like.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Shit.
So many Mexican restaurants and Somalian restaurants and oh my God. Yeah, Global Market. I love living where I live. And so I went voting with my daughter, who can do such things now, which is lovely. Mm-hmm. It's not like she was a convicted felon or anything. She just became of age. Yeah. So we go to vote, and we walk in. And number one, there's this nice little old lady who is opening the doors for us. And by that, I mean she was in charge of pushing the handicap button on the door to make the doors open.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was adorable. But, like, our voting place was at an elderly home. Like a taking care of older people kind of place, right?
Sure.
Okay. And so, yeah, I don't know if she lives there or if she just volunteers there, but she was there the last time we went to vote, too, and I love it. She makes me so happy. But then, so we turn the corner and we go over to the voting area, and there is a couple of Hispanic people that walked in right in front of us, mm-hmm. And one of them walks up to the registration place, and the other one goes to sit down. And one of the nice ladies there was like, oh, weren't you going to vote? And he's like, no, I don't think so. And she was like, oh, well, are you old enough to vote? Or, well, yeah. I'm like, oh, well, let's, you know. And she's talking through this guy trying to figure out what his reservations are.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know if I can. And she was like, do you live here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have an ID? No. And the lady was like, but you walked in with her. He's like, yeah. And she lives here. Yeah. So she can be a witness and say that you live in this area, like mm-hmm. this specific chunk. Like, do you live in the same place? Yeah. Well, then you can vote. We can make this happen. And she mm-hmm. he was just like, really? And it was like, oh, well, you know, I was going to vote, you know, or I was thinking, I was really excited for Amy. And it was like, bad news.
about that.
Yeah. Awkward. But kind of talked through a few other things. And then Jess and I, Jessa was right in front of me. So she went up to register. And then I let this guy get in front of me so that he could be next to register. Because I didn't want him to, like, overthink it and then decide not to.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
So after all of this convincing him to finally, yes, you are allowed to vote, he can't vote for who he wants to.
Right. I'm sure he had other ideas.
Sure,
though.
No, I know.
He was like, oh, man, well, all right, well, okay, who's still on this? And the lady had, like, the list, like, the sample with the list of nice. Everybody. It was just like, well, these are the people that are still technically running. These are the people that seem to be, you know.
No longer.
She said these are like the top five, the people that actually have some delegates right now. This mm-hmm. is, you know, these are the people that have mm-hmm. been in the debates. She was really good at not saying these are the people that are likely to win. Like right. she was really good at being like, okay, so if you look at it from this angle, these are the people that have delegates already. If you look at it from this angle, these are the people that have been in the most recent debates. If you know, so just kind of giving him a rough idea. Anyway, so there was that. But then also at the registration desk, there was somebody speaking Spanish. So the guy, the Hispanic guy that walked in with the lady, she was speaking Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So they were having a Spanish conversation with a registration person who was also speaking Spanish. I assume it sounded like Spanish to me, but I don't speak Spanish.
Hmm.
Likewise, right around the corner, there was a couple of people that I'm assuming because of the demographics of that area were speaking Somalian. But I love that there were those conversations happening in my polling place.
Yeah.
So I got registered. I spent all of that time voting. that one decision that I had to make that I had made a while back. Yep. Like, just like,
yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. I was in and out in 3 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Same. Once I got the paper, I was like, go to the booth, fill in the circle.
I flipped mine over to make sure I wasn't missing anything.
I mean, I walked in the door and 3 minutes later walked out.
Yeah.
There was one other person in line. Yeah. I got there pretty early in the morning because I dropped the kids off and then had to get to work.
Yeah. Sure.
So I was there really early, and it was just like, whoop, whoop.
I worked from home because I forgot my laptop in my apartment, but also because I wanted a chance to vote over lunch.
Yeah, yeah, so I did the same. Like, I had pre-done it with my boss.
Yep.
But I filled out the thing, and here's...
Don't think too deeply into it.
No. I want to finish this, though. So I filled out the thing, and I go to bring it up to the machine, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a person in front of me that had just fed hers into the machine and had just gotten her sticker. And she was Muslim, and she had the... I don't know which kind, so I don't want to misspeak, mm-hmm. but it was you know, the long head thing that goes down to, like, your wrists and past mm-hmm. your butt, like, to your yep. knees, whatever. So she had that, and she's got this sticker, and she is so excited about this sticker. And she's got... I'm guessing it was her son. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. About 14-year-old was discussing with him where she should put this sticker. She was like, "Do I put it on the hem of this head thing? Do I put it up here near my forehead? Do I, like, is it going to fall off if I have it near the hem? Is it going to be visible? Is it going to, like?" So she's just so excited over this sticker and where she's going to put this thing. And then her 14-year-old son is like, "You know, like, kind of, mom, there's somebody behind you," and she's like, "Oh." You know, oh, sorry. And I'm just like, oh, no, please your time.
Continue being adorable and amazing.
This is a very important decision. Yes. You can all day long, please. Like, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So that's, I just wanted to finish that story up because it was so cute.
That is amazing.
I just, well, and that's the thing, though, is that it just filled me with so much pride to be mm-hmm. in that room where I was like one of like three white people. And just this mix of different backgrounds and all of this coming together to vote in the best interest of the country, and not even election, just primaries. You mm-hmm. still have all of these people with different backgrounds coming together to do that. And it was just, I was honored, really. Mm-hmm. It was a wonderful experience.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
I like it.
Yeah. Break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about
it. Give me a break.
Break me off a piece of that.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
I just assume that people can read my thoughts.
Yeah, no. Point the first, no. Point the second, I don't wanna.
Like, no, let's really be clear. Don't. That's why I'm ashamed all the time.
And we're back. Okay. I'm Salsa.
James. I'm Jenna. Wait, didn't we already?
No.
Okay. I don't know what's going on anymore.
I don't either. James was talking. I know, right? I need something to save my brain cells from whatever that was. And so let's drink some more scotch, shall we?
Yay! Yeah.
This one is, I've been looking forward to. Ta-da-da-da, it's a Laphroaig. This is the Laphroaig Cardeus.
I can smell the peat over
I
here.
I know, right? It is an Islay single malt scotch whiskey.
It smells so good.
Cask strength quarter cask.
Peaty, peaty.
For the friends of Laphroaig. Yes, this is like...
This smells like something very particular, and I'm going to let everybody grab a whiff of it first.
I mean, I've had Laphroaig.
Okay.
It's a consistent for me.
Yeah. Oh, to me, it smells like
licking shoes.
It smells like smoked meat. This is the smell that I get standing out back of Kremer checks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
I love how it just hangs out in your mouth. Mm. Like, it's like, I'm here. I'm not going to, like, beat you up, but I am going to maintain a presence.
Oh, my God. Like, it's so good.
I used to not like Laphroaig.
Oh.
When I was still new to Scotch.
Yeah.
And then I was at our friend Greg's wedding.
I mean, you've become a better person in general over the years. So.
Yeah.
But we hung out at friend Greg's wedding years ago, and he and the groomsmen and all of us really went through a bottle or two of Laphroaig, and I developed a
palate for it. That's good.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, it is. It is not for everyone. That is true, but
I don't know how to pronounce this. Cairde? Cairdes?
Cairdes is how I've been saying it.
Cairdes? But... For the friends of Laphroaig, the most richly flavored of all Scotch whiskies.
Whiskey. Yeah, right. So anyway, Vil.
Yes.
Vil.
The Vilten Amateur Show.
You are an amateur.
I got a message from two friends the Thursday before saying, is there any way that you could get tickets for us?
God damn it.
And I said
no.
What? No, I said, shit, I'll
I believe the answer
try.
Is...
Try.
Oh, my
Fuck.
God.
Yeah, like, one of the two or three shows that we say repeatedly... Yeah. Every year sells out early. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, they did end up getting two tickets. They were waitlisted. They were at the top of the wait list.
Okay. I understand what it's like to be at the top of the wait list.
Yeah. I thought you might identify with that.
I'm still sitting there. I should see if I've gotten bumped up yet.
Oh, yeah.
But last I checked, I was third.
Ooh.
I was originally sixth. Now third.
Laphroaig anyway. Cardis.
Yeah. So the that show, it was packed. There,
yeah.
Every seat was sold.
As it should be.
And I feel like the amateurs all did an absolutely fucking spectacular job. That show was incredibly entertaining wall to wall, which was also due to the immaculate planning of not anything to do with me. That was entirely on other people. And they had phenomenal events in that show, including a bunch of like super secret shit that they snuck in.
Yep, that usually happens.
I love it. I love it. It's one of the things that I love most about the amateur show.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things that I can talk about now is that every year the amateurs get a questionnaire. You know, what foods are you allergic to? Are there things that, you know, 100% you can't do on stage? You know, and then they were asked for a couple of short answers and short essays, and they were asked to describe themselves in three words and tell us the name of their parents and to talk about, like, I don't know, their first car or
childhood
something.
Childhood friends.
Right, yeah. And then a selection of those, to make sure that there were no overlaps, a selection of those were pulled as single word topics for them to play home game, to write insults on the spot in front of an audience in an extraordinarily short amount of time. And it was absolutely phenomenal. Some of my favorite jokes of the evening came from that.
Yeah.
Fuck, it was good.
Yeah. Like, we talk about how every year the amateurs are just... It's a better crop every year.
Yeah.
This year was no exception.
Correct.
Like, that's just what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to see just a little bit more of everybody, and unfortunately, that's not how it works.
Right.
And I was a little sad.
Yeah, there was
like
no moment where they were like, "Well, this person," and I wasn't like, "Yeah, okay." It was always like, "Oh, I
get it," but I just want to see a little bit.
Damn
more.
Damn it!
Just a little bit more.
Yep.
Yeah. I was going to look something up on my phone, and I don't remember what it was. I know I have it in my hand to look something up. Mm-hmm. I believe I said out loud, I should look that up on my phone.
Well, we looked up Cardis.
Yep. Mm. That wasn't what I was going for.
Was it something about Vil?
I see. I don't know. I don't think so.
Mm.
Right.
Well, if it comes back to you, feel free to put a pause on anything that we're saying.
All right.
Okay.
Pause.
get your mitts all over there.
Yeah. So we have new people.
Have they been announced properly through Vilification Tennis yet?
They have not done their first shows.
But...
I don't know if they have appeared on the page yet, so I don't want to...
I haven't seen an announcement.
I don't want to talk about it yet. Yeah,
I don't think we can officially...
That's what I was waiting
for. What I will say is...
Obviously, they haven't done their shows yet.
Deeply excited.
Yeah.
I am deeply excited for them to do this.
Double-checking, but I have not seen anything.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
They have announced who the winner was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
we can totally talk about the winner.
Everyone was there.
That doesn't mean anything. It.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, we can talk about who won the show. Yes.
Yeah.
We can do that, though.
Yeah.
This year's winner was Small Jake.
Small Jake.
Also known as Badger.
Badger, 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 Badger.
Badger, 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 Badger. Mushroom, Mushroom. Badger,
Badger, Badger. Badger. Anyway, So, yeah, Small Jake won. And they were phenomenal.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, absolutely phenomenal.
The competition was fierce. Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, I didn't have anything specific to say on the Vil stuff.
Nor did I, other than just, like, this was an absolutely fucking amazing show.
I will say at the very end, watching Mike and Bree have their rematch with amateurs there was pretty good. And listeners, so the story goes is that their amateur year, it was Mike and Bree up against each other, and Bree took it.
Yep.
Handily took it. So at this amateur show, they ended up at the end of an amateur show again, facing off against each other. Technically, their amateurs were, but also that didn't matter.
No.
Because, like, they got called up, and they were just eye to eye, like, you are fucking going down. Uh-huh. And Mike was like, I'm taking you down this time. And she's like, nah, you're not. His team won. So I guess technically he won, but, so that was a delight, just that undercurrent, of extra energy. Mm-hmm. So
someday I might win an amateur show.
Nope.
Nope.
He'll always come in second.
At best.
The problem is that if you get to do another amateur show again, the other amateur is going to call up Jessa. And it's not going to go like how Mike and Bree happened.
No.
No, she's just going to kick your ass in an amateur show again.
She's a force of nature.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of my little force of nature.
story checks out.
She is my daughter.
That's the word around the bathrooms is that she's funny and that you're also funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have potty humor.
Oh, get out.
How did that take that long? I'm leaving.
Yeah. No, wait, stay.
Uh-huh.
Someone's got to run this thing.
That's not me.
Don't.
I just pretend.
Go.
You son of a bitch. Well, now I have to stay here out of spite.
Someone's got to take care of this rubber orangutan.
There was one format that they did that I enjoyed. And salsa.
But the rest of them.
Well... No, but very specifically, it was based off of the improv structure, one-word story.
Yeah.
It was one-word insult, except it was teams.
Mm-hmm.
So it was two against two, and I think they called it, like, two-headed insult or something. But each team, it was back and forth, just like Vil. but they did insults one word at a time back and forth between the two people on that team.
I like it.
It was way funnier than it had any right to be.
Yeah.
It was. It actually went, I think it went way better than anyone expected it to. Because Tim was up there like, huh, well, that actually worked. Hot damn. Like, it was one of those things. And it's always fascinating to me when, like, an improv structure, like, you take something that's pre-existing and you twist it just a little bit, and you're like, well, let's see if that sticks. Like, you're just throwing improv structure twists up against a wall, and, like, some of them work and some of them don't, and sometimes it depends on the structure and sometimes it depends on the people. But that was super fun. Like, there were some actual insults that came out of that, which doesn't happen with one-word story. It doesn't usually happen,
yeah.
Yeah, when we've got, like, a line of, like, four or more.
There were the obligatory, like, your mom is fat because she's huge, but then there were also, like, some real actual fucking stingers in there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't remember any of them. I mean, this is why I left Ville. I can't remember insults anymore. But, I mean, yeah, it was impressive. Mm-hmm. Like, that improv stuff was real good.
Yeah. I was exceedingly pleased with the many talents of everyone who was up on stage.
Right.
We didn't... In improv structures, especially with people who have not spent a bunch of time studying or doing improv, it's easy to get dead air. And
yeah. No, everybody was willing to stepping just forward, yeah. jump forward into that.
Mm-hmm. I was sincerely impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, there's that.
Speaking of improv.
Yeah?
I have a thing to talk about.
Oh. Go on.
So... let me preface this with a story, shall I?
Please do.
Oh, yes. Sit back, children. Let me tell you about old Grandma Jenna. About 15 years ago, I took a bunch of improv classes at the Brave New Institute.
Sure.
And many of my classes there were absolutely delightful. And I felt like I was getting a good idea on... But that's distracting. and no good for our listeners because they can't see it. But...
You took classes at the...
Not helping.
Workshop? Oh, okay.
Hold on. Many of the classes were very delightful. I did every day 1 through 3. Which was great. And then I did performance track 1 through 3. But I had two teachers back to back that had very conflicting styles.
Oh.
And were giving me exact opposites in advice and information. And I also ended up in one of these classes with a person that was improv hog.
Sure.
And was just constant, and but it, I felt targeted. Like, anytime I stepped up, he was there, like, two lines into it to overshadow me. And I was also the only chick in this group. And I was just, like, it was gross. It was a gross experience, and I didn't like it. I didn't, I've never felt comfortable in improv since.
Wow.
Like, yeah, especially long form. Short form's a little easier because, I mean, yeah, I've been doing short form with Bill for forever, but
yeah,
that's more of like a game, right? You're not building a scene, you're not building whatever. You are playing a game, and as long as you play the game, it's going to be good, right? Or at least it's going to be gotten through, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, like since then, I just have not been comfortable doing improv scenes. And it's shitty and it's gross. I don't like it. And so I talk about how, like, I don't do improv, right? Because, like, what was kind of trained into me is that long form scenes were the real improv. The rest of it is just games.
Yeah.
Huh.
Right.
I've encountered that.
So yeah, I don't do, and frankly, with my brain where it's at now, like just having taken too many hits, I don't know that I could do it now. honestly, yeah. like straight up long form stuff.
Yeah.
However, that does lead me into a thing that Troy to Troy is already just sitting there going, I have already donated, just shut up and go. But today, delicate. Today we started our pre-die laughing challenges.
Oh, fuck.
And I have a die laughing challenge with Jason, our frenemy of the High Five Guys podcast. Oh, Jason. Now, I know that we have a lot of cross listeners. So some of the cross listeners are like, wait.
This, I'd be cross too.
Some of our listeners are like, wait a minute. Jenna just talked about improv. And now she's talking about Jason. Yep. And you can see where this is going. Jason, for those that don't listen, you should actually go listen to their podcast at least so you can know who we're bitching about sometimes. For past many, many months, possibly up to a year now, going on, if not there yet, Eric and Bree, who both do improv, have been trying to coerce Jason into taking improv classes.
Yeah.
Many of my mutual friends have been like, you should try improv again. And I'm like, I don't, it tastes gross. Like,
yeah, there's that.
So our challenge is that between Jason and myself, whomever raises the least amount of money has to go take improv classes.
Oh, fuck.
However, if we combined raise over $1,000, we both have to go take improv classes.
Shit.
So, dear listeners, especially, but, you know, you don't have to be, but especially if you are a cross-podcast listener.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask the lovely Salsa to post a link to this challenge.
And I will.
And he will. Go donate. Donate to my Make Jason Take Improv challenge. Yeah. And let's see if we can get him into some improv classes.
Yeah. Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a...
and he will be trying to do the same to me.
Yeah.
Like, currently, Troy to Troy knows, because he saw my challenge and he was like, oh, well, I was going to donate to the beard one, but now that I see this, like, thanks to Troy, I am currently in the lead,
nice,
but only by $25, so.
That could change at any time.
It really could. I'm expecting this to be somewhat neck and neck for a while. Yeah, go to the link, go donate. Are you guys doing challenges?
Nope.
are you sure about that, Salsa?
Yes, I'm doing
a thing.
I've
heard otherwise.
James and I are both doing a challenge, each individually, but also together.
Yes.
Like you do.
As one does.
Is anybody else involved with this?
Yes. Brianna.
Frenemy from the High Five Guys podcast.
We just can't get away from them,
We trying. We really keep trying.
Speaking of which, go to Die Laughing and watch the AON High Five Guys crossover event.
I still got that taste in my mouth.
No. James and Bree and I have entered a blood pact.
Yep. Literally.
In which, you may have heard me talking before about my motto. It's something I stumbled on about 5 years ago, when I first started sword swallowing, in which I realized that, I can take many of the self-fulfilling negative prophecies in my life and turn them into aspirations and positives, with the addition of a simple word, yet. I had never been a sword swallower yet.
Mm-hmm.
I was not a solo performer yet.
Mm-hmm.
I was not prepared for any of that yet.
Mm-hmm.
And now because instead of saying, oh, I can't do that, I said I can't do that yet, I realized that just because the past was not in the cards does not mean that the future was the same. Mm-hmm. And so what's the word I'm looking for? I've been drinking a lot of scotch.
Deference.
In deference, sure, we'll go with that one. In deference to that, James and Brianna and I have mm-hmm. a challenge in which we will get the word yet tattooed upon our body for a mere sum of $500. If I raise $500 before Die Laughing, mm-hmm. I will get the word yet tattooed on my person.
If I raise $500 yep. before Die Laughing, I will also get the word yet tattooed on my person.
If Brianna gets $500 before Die Laughing, she will have the word yet tattooed upon her.
Now,
and if
tell
collectively,
me, dear Salsa,
I'm getting there.
Yeah.
If collectively we manage to raise $1,000 between the three of us,
uh-huh.
even if none of us hits the $500 mark individually,
uh-huh.
if we collectively hit $1,000, all three of us will get yet tattooed upon our mm-hmm. bodily appendages.
I don't know what other kind of appendages you have, but...
wouldn't you like to know?
No. No, I'm fine.
Some of them are less bottle-shaped.
There's a rubber one just hanging out.
Oh, God.
It's a prosthetic.
I do not
do you
think
swallow
this
that
means
too?
What
yep.
I think it means.
Anyway. Anyway. Yeah. So that's a.
You meant prophylactic.
Mm.
Oh.
No, I meant prophylactic. Anyway, that's the challenge that we have. Is James has mm-hmm. has never been tattooed.
Not in my life.
He has virgin God. Flesh. So this will be a lot of fun.
That's incredible.
I don't believe that.
I know,
at all.
Right? But he has no ink upon his body, and that will soon change if you donate to mm-hmm. us. I personally would really appreciate it if we did meet this goal, because I really kind of want this to happen.
Yeah.
Unlike Jenna's challenge where it's a competition, ours is really a collaborative effort. So
I mean, because obviously mine's going to be a competition.
So I mean, yes, individually, if we hit $500, then we would get that. But even if you're only donating to James, for example, that does benefit me as well, because if we hit that $1,000, then I get it as well. So
exactly.
So
well, and I mentioned it in my fundraiser, I've been thinking about tattoos for a super long time, and I have contemplated all kinds of things that are really meaningful to me that are, you know, from video games and books and from, you know, things that I've written or, you know, family things or things that are inherently built into who I am as a person. And none more so, I think, when it comes to getting a first tattoo. I don't know that I could look for and find something that has changed my life more and for the better than this idea. You know, when I first started out at the Renaissance Festival, somebody walked me past the fencing booth and they said, oh, yeah, well, they're the cool kids. They have parties after hours, and, you know, if you're really lucky, somebody will let you in over there.
I'd never heard that, but okay.
this was when I was 16.
So you got lied to.
Right, yeah, probably.
Yeah, right.
But they were, and, you know...
Oh, they're wonderful people. I had just
spent time with
never
them,
heard of them as the cool kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Now that I've met them, I still think they're the cool kids, and
I mean, I enjoy some.
I
of
still
the people
feel
there.
Lucky to hang out with them after hours, but
I have never thought of Riga as cool. Let's be clear.
Well, Riga's a different kind of cool.
No, no, he's not.
So
you're incorrect.
The in the hip to be a square kind of way.
Nope.
the thing is, I never thought that I could be there or belong there. And when it came to comedy, I had been dreaming of doing stand-up
for a lot of my life, I used to watch a lot of stand-up comedy, and it was always a far-off dream. Mm-hmm. And so many of the things that I've found myself doing recently are because of this idea. And it really has become a foundational principle for me. So the idea of having that be my first tattoo is really super meaningful. And I'm already excited for this. I'm already really hopeful.
Well, then you better raise those funds.
Yeah,
I
know, right?
I mean, that's...
Shit.
That's what I plan to do. Yeah.
Get on that.
But I also hope to help raise those funds mm-hmm. for Salsa and Brie. Because it's kind of a powerful and meaningful thing.
Yeah.
And honestly, as much as I want this to happen, and I do a lot, I could easily have done this on my own. But the other main thing is this all goes to Fearless.
Yeah.
Which is...
Oh, right.
Huge, you know?
Yeah.
No, it's not huge. That's a different theater entirely.
Yes. I always get Damn those two it. Confused. No wonder.
Brie's a Wait, part
which,
of both.
I was going to say, yeah. Which one does Brie belong to?
Yes.
Eric hangs out at both a lot, too, actually.
Oh, bastard.
Mm. Mm.
Curse the French.
Which one is Jason going to be going to once I raise more money than him?
Yes.
But no, honestly, all of this money goes to Fearless Comedy Productions, which is, you know, the reason we get to do half of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty fucking cool. You should support that, please.
Yeah.
Do it.
None of
do
them...
it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
And we will, of course, have links to all of these on our, both our Facebooks and our website and all of the other, the Twitters and the, you know, stuff. So, yeah. This will happen. You will be able to... If you follow any of us on Facebook at all, you will not be able to escape it.
Yeah.
Die Laughing posts will be...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've already started making a bunch.
Oh, yeah.
As an aside, you guys, go fill out the volunteer form.
I will post a link to that.
Please fill out the volunteer form. Dear God in heaven, fill out the fucking volunteer form. Mm-hmm. We are so lacking in volunteers right now. Go fill out the volunteer form.
Yes, please.
Hey, you guys, remember when I talked to you about the volunteer form? Go fill that out.
Don't just fill it out. Tell your friends about it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah. Bring a posse.
Ask them to
bring
volunteer.
A whole bunch of people. Tell them.
Take Saturday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Tell your friends to ask for Saturday afternoon and just be like, and you can even say in the comments, we all want to volunteer together. And yeah, just fucking take over.
Yeah.
Take over my Die Laughing, please.
Just be like, please. Hey, guys.
Dear God in heaven,
who
please.
Who wants to go work for... a fucking weird theater company for a couple hours and then go see a bunch of shows for free on a weekend. Like, that sounds fucking amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a... Like, that would be...
Yeah.
Take your significant other on a date and do a couple hours volunteering for a theater company and then see some shows.
Yeah, what a weird adventure. No one is ever going to offer them that kind of date.
Yeah,
like
the stairs are like that is so awesome. Passé. We have done this already, you guys.
Well, that's true.
What? Yeah, and well, they're still together, so obviously.
So if you want your relationship to last,
Zestera.
No, seriously, I think we're hitting on something here. It's make this a group thing.
No, Dennis was hitting on. No, actually, Heather was probably hitting on.
Also that.
Yeah. I mean, there's that.
But yeah, no, get a group together.
Yeah,
seriously, sounds awesome.
Yeah. Die Laughing
Party. Did you
party.
Have a football team or a basketball team or a gaming group or something like
Chess
that?
Chess club.
Chess
club.
Yeah, like fucking get your weird like hobby group together and take over the theater.
Not that one though.
No. We'll even take the furries, okay? Come on.
That's not even any of it. I love furries. They're delightful. But
I know. That's why I said we'd take them.
But yeah, like make sure you volunteer for the crossover time period.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
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 Yep.
Anyway, shall we take a break?
I suppose we can do that.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. But you already knew that because we just talked about it in front of you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
And we're going to do a Fast Five!
Fast Five!
Today is Fast Five.
Are you ready?
No, I'm ready. I just got into the moment, yeah. And then I just like,
come on,
oh yeah,
come on.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I know. Right.
Okay, so you say your part. Do the thing. Today's Fast Five. You know what? Fuck it. Today's Fast Five comes to us from
the aforementioned Troy to Troy. Troy opens this by saying, "Greetings, Apropostors!
Yay!
I hope you received my special package in good condition. I couldn't add a Fast Five to it, so I thought I'd send you one via email instead."
Aw.
We haven't talked about that yet, have we? Or was I not here for it?
Did we talk about it?
I don't think we have.
I don't think we have. Are we going to? Or are we going to wait until the end of the month?
I think we need to wait.
I think okay. We have to.
But we did receive the package.
We received the important. Package.
Yes. The eagle has landed.
The cryptic.
The crow flies at midnight.
You will just have to watch the AON High Five crossover event and die laughing to find out.
The Wolverine wasn't careful.
Okay.
So, anyway, question number one.
I wasn't ready.
Fail!
You me.
I'm not the only one.
Oh, there we go. All right. Back on it.
Let's try again.
I didn't realize we were going again. We were still talking about the crow flying at midnight.
Yes.
Hello,
and
hello.
The crow asked question one.
This is Nighthawk.
Apropos or apropostles?
Oh.
Apropostles.
I thought it was aproposers.
No, that's not what the question is, though. It's apropos or apropostles?
Apropos or apropos? Apostles.
Apropostles is my Greek name.
Apropostles sounds like a store in the mall for people our age to buy trendy clothing.
No. I'm going with apropos because I want this to be about Edgar Allan apropos. I want this to be a better poetry name.
Yeah.
And it is definitely Edgar Allan apropos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Question number two.
Jesus Christ.
Did we all go?
Oh, it's been a long
I don't know if we
day.
All went.
I did.
Yeah. Oh, I did.
You?
Oh.
You did.
I did. Okay.
Question number two. Apostate.
Oh.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Or apocalypse.
Well, the first one I've got to get worse. Examined.
Which sounds worse?
Apostate or apocalypse. Well, I mean, isn't one just like the peak of religious fervor or something?
No, that's zeal. I think apostate is the rejection of a religion.
Oh, I think I'm mixing it up with apotheosis.
Oh, possibly.
Okay, so apothecary. That's the correct answer. apocalypse is, I think, by far the less.
Or maybe the question is, do you embrace the church or do you reject it?
I mean, that one's pretty easy for me.
I mean, that's actually conflicting for me. I'm a Jesus lover, but
I mean,
organized church stuff.
She's a Jesus lover, but not a Jesus fighter.
Oh, I will stab a bitch.
Well, that's true.
But not Jesus. She will literally crucify you. Exactly. Oh. She's a Jesus lover, but not a Jesus fighter. That's
fair.
What I just said.
No.
Yeah. I am literally a card-carrying Pastafarian, so there's that.
What do the Pastafarians believe in the end times? Do they have an end times?
I think there's meatballs involved.
Well, I think the end times is just on an individual basis, and you go to heaven where they have beer volcanoes and stripper warehouses.
I'm going apostate.
Yeah. I'm going apocalypse.
Question number 3.
Take that.
Across or against?
Like across the grain or against the grain?
I'm going across.
I'm against most things.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm against it.
I'm across it.
I'll say across because I would rather go across traffic than against traffic.
Like you're gonna go over it? You're gonna cut off the freeway? Just like
can't go over
the tiny car.
We can't go under it. So we have to go through it.
You're tiny. My car is built for that. Your tiny car would be like, I'm gonna go out of this ditch. Nope.
Okay, but also comedy.
No, it'd be hilarious. But you're never getting it out of the ditch.
His car could go against traffic and just go between cars.
Yeah, or if it gets stuck in a ditch, I can just wrap a tow rope around the front bumper and pull it up like a child towing a sled uphill.
Or just strap it to his foot and skate out.
Nah, there's that.
Question number 4.
God damn it.
Aggressive or apathetic?
Aggressive.
Apathetic.
Be aggressive. Be aggressive. Yeah, be aggressive. Be aggressive.
Be apathetic, I guess, if you want to.
I was going to say, I'm not sure I want to be apathetic.
Oh, my God.
If I have to. One of my more favorite jokes in Futurama was about being apathetic, so I'm going for that.
Okay.
All right.
Salsa, you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
You okay, honey?
Son of a bitch. Huh. Question number 5. Alliteration or breaking the pattern?
Damn it. Literally an A or B choice.
Fuck you, alliteration. I love you, but
breaking the pattern.
I also love alliteration.
Oh, shit!
Combo breaker.
Goddamn motherfucker.
Yeah, no, it was alliteration.
Read what it says.
I can't.
James, read what it says.
James, read it out loud.
It says, fuck you too, salsa.
I'm beginning to think that our listeners know us a little too well.
Troy, you have made me so happy today in so many ways.
This is amazing. Thank you.
First, there was the Jason thing at the beginning of the day. Now there's fucking with salsa at the end of the day. Like, Troy. It.
Get out of my head. Troy. And also, I love you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you warm my heart.
Troy already knew that.
God damn it.
Well, there's that.
Okay.
All right. I'm saying alliteration.
My favorite comedy is when it breaks the expected pattern.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, this is a brilliant example of that.
Yes, indeed.
And the fucking capper. Jesus Christ. This wraps up by saying, I believe the context is next. And you are right, Troy.
What?
As a matter of fact, we open up the second email and it says, hello again, apropostors. I hope you are ready for the context.
Sure.
As ever.
Question number 1, apropos or apropostles? Would you rather have many lightly engaged listeners to the podcast or only a few highly engaged listeners?
Oh,
shit.
I think I
like the highly engaged.
I like the highly engaged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care about quantity. I prefer quality.
Yeah.
I meant the quality of engagement.
What
as
exactly
to the quality
are you
of listener.
Saying about our listeners, Salsa?
I'm saying we have listeners like Troy.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't care how many are listening as long as the people that are listening care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things is that we kind of know the people who are listening, and so oftentimes it feels like they're here with us.
I mean, sometimes they literally are in the room with us as a guest, so, you know.
There's that, too.
Yeah. May they rest in peace.
Yeah, there's that. All right. Okay.
Question number two.
Yeah.
All right, I don't do the dings on the other one.
Apostate or apocalypse?
Yeah.
If you could prevent the Twin Cities from being destroyed by betraying your principles, would you do so? Or would you be true to your principles and allow the cities to be destroyed? The world's a big place. Buy cities.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing.
It depends on the principles, too, I suppose.
It does kind of depend on the principles. But if they're, like, actual, like, moral principles that I hold tight, if I stop doing that, what's the point of having them?
I suppose like, part
I like to think that, like, I've built my principles very specifically to him. Like, okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it does depend on the principles, but... if we discovered, like, child trafficking ring.
Fuck.
And outing that was going to destroy the cities, I would fucking do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just it.
Yeah.
Because principles.
100%.
Right. So, like, yeah. There are things. Yes. That's just happening. And then I go and move to Duluth, because... It's pretty up there. Yeah.
I think...
But it does kind of depend on the principles. Like...
Yeah.
If it's just, you know, some asshole chewing with his mouth open, probably not.
Or if it's...
Depends on how loud and annoying he's being.
If it were a question of, like, will you go onto the news and do this absolutely appalling thing and be outcast... and have to leave, or this danger that no one else knows about will destroy the cities. Like, will you destroy yourself publicly, or will...
Does it go against my principles? Like, that's... You're setting up a situation, I don't know that it necessitates a principle destruction.
Well, like, if they said you have to go onto the news and you have to say all of these awful, awful things, or someone's going to destroy the Twin Cities.
Then, honestly, here's my thing.
Uh-huh.
Number one, saying awful things does not necessarily negate my principles.
Uh-huh.
Number two...
She was in Ville.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right. So, like, there you're just making the assumption. Hmm. However, the other thing is that I have other principles like sanctity of life,
mm-hmm.
that may override those other principles. So it really becomes a matter of principle priority.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
For me, I think Troy may have just... put myself in our first Fast Five paradox. Because I think one of my principles is not allowing an entire city's worth of people to be destroyed.
Right.
Huh.
So by sticking to that, the cities would be destroyed. But by not sticking to that, they wouldn't be...
Right.
You,
yes.
Like that.
I'm there with you. I'm mm-hmm. right there with you.
Like, it's kind of a... Do you mean that...
palindrome, I...
Exactly. Well, I mean, palindrome's not exactly a paradox, but...
I know. I was actually getting to more snakehead.
I Are the people destroyed as well, or just the physical?
Right. That's a very important one. Because, I mean, there's some lovely like structures,
people,
but...
this displacement is not good.
Again, it's priority.
But loss of life is worse.
Yep.
Yeah.
In general.
Mm-hmm.
So...
principal priority.
I mean, I would stick to my principles, usually.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That is a surprisingly deep question.
I've lived all over the world. I could live all over the world again. The cities are not a place I have to live. So yeah. if it's just the infrastructure of the cities,
you know what?
Cities.
If my daughter's gonna die, nope.
Yeah.
But
that is a principle for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is that a principle, that is the priority.
That got
principle.
Fucking deep.
Yup.
Hello, hello.
But I think in high level, I would take the apocalypse.
Yeah. Agreed.
Question number three, across or against? Do you prefer applying lateral thinking to a problem? Or do you prefer to tackle a problem head on?
Fuck.
Yes.
I'm with Jenna on that, but I think my vector is usually across.
I'm going to say against. I will dissect the problem and match it face to face.
I'm a project manager.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have to look at it from every fucking angle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Based on the,
yes.
Yeah.
All right, question four, aggressive or apathetic? On a weekend when you have no work or performances scheduled...
I don't understand.
What? What's a weekend?
Hold on.
Okay.
Again, Troy knows us.
Oh, shit.
On a weekend when you have no work or performances scheduled... I know I'm going out on a limb here, but these are hypothetical questions.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Troy.
You've won my respect.
Do you prefer to keep yourself busy with tasks, or do you prefer to lounge and relax? You already know the answer to this one, Troy.
Well, I'm sure that I would prefer to lounge and relax, but I never do.
If you were going to prefer it, if you did prefer it, you would make time for that. You don't prefer it. You set yourself up with things to do. You have not prioritized it. It is not as important to you as doing the other things that need doing.
I'm tired just thinking about it.
I will say, I've gotten better about scheduling relaxed time.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Yeah?
Mm. Mm. I've tried that.
It usually involves Joe.
Aww.
If there's somebody else dependent on my relaxed time,
that's fair.
Then it's easier for me to keep that.
The confusion I have is, which is that aggressive or apathetic? Because I rather apathetically keep myself busy.
Well,
that busy just happens upon you.
It really kind of does.
I'm pretty aggressively scheduled every day of the week.
Yeah, I know.
I'm scheduled during the week, and then weekends happen, and I just float with it.
I don't mean during the weekdays. I mean during the week. Yeah, Jenna?
I think I'm going to have to go with aggressive... just because I do plan my relaxed time. Like, that is now a task. Now you shall relax. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Question number five, alliteration or breaking the pattern?
This pleases me greatly.
Would you rather I had used another word beginning with A for this question, or did you enjoy the breaking of the pattern? Let me think about that for a second.
Salsa, I might agree with you.
Because it fucked with Salsa, I have to go with breaking the pattern.
And because he knew
If it had been me, like... if I was the one rating them and that happened and it was like, then I definitely would have. Or even if it was just not fucking with Salsa, I may have been like, you broke the alliteration. But No, because very specifically because it fucked with salsa, and that was delightful. So well played. Yeah.
Again, comedy is setting an expectation and then subverting it. So that, I guess, the second. Son of a bitch.
Which one, salsa? I don't know.
Yes. This email is wrapped up, as always, by saying love and cashews.
Aww.
Troy. Okay, who has a shout out?
I do.
Yeah.
Do it.
My shout out is to Jenna.
Fuck.
Of everything that you do on a day to day basis, for which everyone is thankful, or should be. I think the one I want to thank you for most recently is I downloaded Trees and Tents. Because I was looking for a good, like,
and it's so Zen good.
Puzzle game. Yeah. And it is. It's really, really well constructed.
Oh, you are so welcome.
Fuck, it's good. Thank you.
Yay. You're very welcome.
Making my relaxation time, what little of it there is, a little more relaxing.
Yeah.
I'm giving my shout-out to everyone who donated to all four of us for the Polar Plunge.
Ooh, yeah.
Every single person who donated to that, you put a little bit of money forward out of your, you know, meager savings to help the Special Olympics, and that is a noble and worthy endeavor.
Indeed.
And I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart, and I know a lot of other people appreciate it as well. Thank you so much. Yeah. And a preemptive thank you to everyone who's going to donate to send Jenna to improv and send James and I to the tattoo parlor.
Yeah.
Yes. Preemptive shout-outs is my new favorite. Actually, that's a really good improv name.
Oh, yes. It's my ska band.
Oh.
That's also good.
Yeah.
It's a good name.
Preemptive shout out.
Mm.
Yeah. I would like to give my shout out. I've been debating a couple of them here. But I think I want to...
Do you need a minute?
Not that one.
Move on,
I'm having a nervous breakdown. I've had a week. I am going to give my shout out to the guy at the gas station. There is a guy that is always hanging out at the gas station over near where I live.
I'm really interested where this is going.
he is a homeless guy. Mm-hmm. I assume he is at least very down on his luck. And he is always willing to help do whatever with the car. Whether it's fill the gas, wash your windshields, help with the tire pressure, all of this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just looking for tips.
Nice.
You know, he's just looking for whatever. And there was one day he went to come... a couple weeks ago, but I was reminded of it now. Oh, when I was trying to get the air pressure stuff done, and he's like, "Oh, here, let me help you with that."
Hmm.
And like, he goes to help, and I was like, I go into my purse, and I don't have any cash to tip him.
Oh.
I was like, "Oh, sweetie, I don't have any cash. Stop!" And he's like, "No, it's cool." I was like, "Do you want a cigarette?" He's like, "Oh yeah, man, cigarette would be great." I'm like, "Okay, so." He worked for a cigarette that day. And I hope many, many other tips outside of that. But he is just a sweetheart. I think his name is Charlie. I'm not 100% certain.
Hmm.
I think I heard that his name was Charlie at one point. But anyway, so yeah, shout out to Charlie.
Cool. Very nice.
Yeah.
I mean, we've already plugged a lot, so I think we can gloss over some of it, but who has something else to plug?
I don't remember. Final weekend of Fearless 5.
Mm-hmm.
So go see that. Mounts Theater.
Yes, please.
Doors at 7.
And
Friday and Saturday. Go.
Yeah. Next week, Tuesday, is going to be Fearless Lab.
Yeah.
I believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
So go and fucking see that.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's it.
I would recommend everybody start looking around, getting ready, because Pi Day's coming up.
Oh my god.
Shit.
And this year Pi Day is on Saturday.
Yeah, it is.
So start getting your recipe books out, everyone.
Oh, Joe and I have already started working on some stuff.
Yes.
I'm really excited.
If you if you aren't currently a member of a pie party somewhere, start your own pie party.
Yeah. This is the best year to do it.
It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, 5 years ago was the best year to do it, really, because it was Super Pi Day.
Would you push your glasses further up your nose, yes, please, Salsa?
Yes, thank all you. All right. You're bugging me.
It's bugging me now. Anyway, this year is a very great year to start it, yes, because Pi Day is on a Saturday.
It's never too late to start a Pi Day party.
God damn.
Anyway.
All right.
Anything else?
Nope.
Anything else? All right. In that case, thank you so very, very much, as always, for listening to this podcast. Thank you, and fuck you to Troy to Troy.
Thank you, Troy.
For sending in the Fast Five and for the donations already received.
Yeah.
More like Troy in the donation giving area.
Be more like Troy.
Yes. And
I love that Salsa was a bit more specific, but now just be more like Troy.
I mean, just don't be like Mav is really, really what it boils down.
I mean, you're getting like 15 emails. I don't even know how he's going to do that, but you're getting them.
Son of a bitch.
Anyway, you did this to yourself.
Oh, I know. I've made peace with that.
Okay.
What's going to happen to Die Laughing? God damn it. I don't know now.
Oh,
shit.
God.
Anyway.
So excited.
As always, eat the fucking cake.
I love you.
Take it away, Salsa.
Cha.
Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.